This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Ooh, like Grandma used to say, it's hot out that there door today. Oh, we got a hot one, and it's going to be that way for a couple more days before there's any real relief. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center to break it all down for us. Brian, tell us, when's the relief coming, by the way?
It's not too far away, Larry. At least it is coming by Friday and Saturday. Not a big cool down necessarily, but it is going to feel a lot more refreshing because the humidity is going to be a lot lower. And the other thing that means for us will be some cooler overnight lows, not these mid-70s we're going to have tonight and again tomorrow night. So again, starting late Friday, we'll start to see some relief. But right now, temperatures mostly between about 85 and 90. A relatively typical day, summer day when you look at the air temperature, but the humidity is so high. AccuWeather, the real field temperatures have been running between 95 and 100 degrees this afternoon, and we basically have the same story again tomorrow with highs up near or even a little above 90, and real field temps will be approaching 100 degrees once again. But like I said, over the course of Friday, the humidity will drop, and that'll continue into Saturday. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. And of course, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds for the latest developments and updates on this heat advisory and the potential storms that are expected to come through here later on. And folks who spend their days outside say, yeah, tell me about this heat.
If you're going to be out in what feels like 100-degree heat, you might as well be among the trees of the Central Park running paths. Patrick is here, not running to work.
You are carrying what looks like a hot coffee there. What's wrong with you?
I'm keeping it there till I get to the building, to where I got to go, then throw it in some ice. You know, it's cheaper that way.
Oh, you're going to turn it into iced coffee. All
right. Exactly. You got to be smart. You got to go where the free ice is at, then pour it in your cup, and then you're good.
You got to do what you got to do, like Steve Stander. At 82, he's doing a walk-run combo.
I'm out here early to beat the heat.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
And now to our to that potential dumpster fire down at the NYPD and City Hall. Potential, because Mayor Adams says there's nothing to it, and the guy's just a disgruntled former employee. And if it's not true, then no harm done. But if it develops into a full-blown probe, then we're going to be hearing about this one for a minute. Listen to this. Former Interim Police Commissioner Tom Donilon, who was appointed by Adams, has filed a federal civil racketeering lawsuit now, accusing Adams of running a racketeering outfit. In fact, he called it, quote, a racketeering enterprise. John Scola is Donilon's lawyer.
Essentially, within police headquarters, there's Game of Thrones going on, where these high-ranking chiefs are using spies and manipulation and control to gain power and hopefully wear the crown as the next police commissioner.
He cites things such as allegedly blocking Donilon's merit-based promotions and giving them to all of Adams's friends. He also says the department fraudulently used his official stamp without consent to carry out much of their alleged corruption. A statement out of City Hall, Donilon's accusations are baseless, and they come from a guy who, when given the opportunity to lead the greatest police force in the world, this is a quote, proved himself to be ineffective. Donilon's suit comes after four other top NYPD officers filed similar claims, citing corruption at the top. Stay tuned, everybody. We have that showdown in D.C. today as well between a New York congressman and the U.S. transportation boss over what's going on here in the city.
You're lying. Don't call me a liar here.
I'm calling you a liar because you've lied continually.
This is the one area.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and Congressman Jerry Nadler going head-to-head in a heated debate over subway safety.
Why do you continue to lie about people being lit on fire in subways or pushed in front of trains? You should be fighting to make sure your subways are safe. Let's make subways safe.
Reclaiming my time.
Congestion pricing was also on the two's mind as Duffy pushed back and Nadler defended the city.
Oh, yes, there have been. What do you call the New Jersey Turnpike?
There's a road right next to it. Every road we have, you can take an additional road to access your destination.
The two called each other liars and both claimed they had different subway crime data. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Nadler says, why does this guy insist on telling everybody the sky is falling in New York and it's not, he says. Boy, this is getting interesting. Somebody else tweeted me and said, boy, did somebody say something about somebody's mama? What are they talking about? A British man facing charges here in New York for allegedly pulling off a nearly $100 million wine fraud scheme. Yes, I said wine fraud, not wire fraud, although he was hit with wire fraud charges. Fed says 56-year-old James Wellesley and a business partner operated a wine business known as Bordeaux Cellars, hint, hint, wink, wink, which they claimed had clients that were high net worth, wine collectors, in fact. They then allegedly brokered loans from investors and promised them interest payments, but it was all a lie. And in the end, the business owners pocketed $99 million, both men charged with wire fraud conspiracy, money laundering, and more. Well, we told you last week about a call from Bronx lawmakers and community members for the city to clean up the area known as the Hub. Well, today, Mayor Adams made his way to the South Bronx to check out the progress that's been made.
Garbage-strewn, drug-infested Roberto Clemente Plaza, now power-washed and gated, Mayor Adams announcing.
We're not going to tolerate this type of disorder anywhere in our city in general, but specifically here in the South Bronx.
Officials say they'll keep their foot on the gas here for 90 days with responding city services. Lifelong residents like Marty Rogers say it was a long time coming, but is it enough?
They said 6 days a week. No. We live here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So you need to do the same.
Rogers knows the neighborhood as he hands out sandwiches to people in need. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A city employee sent to the hospital today after he was slashed by a cyclist who almost slammed into his work truck. This happened just before 7 a.m. in Lower Manhattan. Police say an on-duty city Department of Transportation worker fixing a one-way street sign when all this went down. Sources say the worker was backing up his truck when the cyclist almost ran into him, leading to a big fight. We're told the cyclist got off his bike, started yelling at the DOT employee, and then slashed him in the arm with a box cutter. The victim was rushed to the hospital. He is expected to recover. Cops are still looking for that cyclist tonight. Meantime, the NYPD out with new photos today of the guy they say left six people hurt in a hit and run up in the Bronx. This happened back on July the 3rd near East 149th Street and Cortland Avenue. Cops say a man driving a 2017 Mustang making a left turn, and then he drove onto the sidewalk, they say, hitting six people in the process. Say the driver just kept right on going like nothing ever happened, but eventually ditched his car and fled on foot. The victims range in age from 30 to 79 years old. Nobody was seriously hurt, but still, you don't hit somebody and keep on going. You can see photos of this suspect on our website at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.